Well, another great broadcast partner for us is the man who covers the European Union. That's Dr. Rob Congdon. I'm sure that many of you have been praying for Rob and his daughter, especially, who lost a child with a miscarriage in her latest pregnancy. And Rob, we've been praying for you. We pray that the Lord will just bless.
Well, we thank you so much. We appreciate you and others who have prayed in the Lord's strength through this as we've been trying to honor this tiny miscarriage baby and showing that we believe she is waiting in the heaven for us one day. And our daughter up in Chicago appreciates all the prayers.
Well, indeed. I'm sure that little one's going to be waiting there for Grandma and Granddaddy and Mom and Daddy as well. Well, let's get to the European Union update. I'm sandwiching you between two men who are in Jerusalem, and I've got to talk about Jewish events. They're in Europe, it seems. There's a report coming out. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across Europe. Talk to me about that, and what do you think the reason behind it is?
Well, it is on the rise, and there's been major controversy because of an influential political party in Hungary that's been speaking out against Israel, against the Jewish people. I really think that this is characteristic of what we expect in Europe when things become economically difficult, when unemployment gets very high. The people of Europe, as do the governments, need to point at something, and we know historically that always a minority but gets very influential is a minority that points to the Jewish people. So I think that's what we're really seeing driving this, along with just our general view of the end time events. But it is really the troubled Europe and its economics that really feeds on blaming the Jewish people.
And is there any connection between the increasing population of the Muslim world into Europe itself?
Well, I think that's a secondary influence. I think the fact is it makes the culture a little more open toward turning against Israel, and the media, et cetera, feels more comfortable because there's certainly more of a market out there to feed on anything that can be aimed at Israel. And so certainly the growing Muslim population supports that whole issue and is a factor, certainly.
I've got to ask you this. I saw this headline. I read a bit of the story. Wanted to get your input. Mr. Barroso, who heads up the European Council, saying that federal Europe is a reality within a few years. What does he mean, federal Europe, and how far away is that?
Okay, he's speaking for the Commission, the most powerful body in the entire EU. When he talks federal, and they say that, they use that term because America is a federation, and so you think of states and you think of federal government, and okay, that's something we can understand. He is saying that it is moving that way. It will come soon. In fact, he's going to start proposing possible treaty changes that would move in that direction. What he really means, though, and you need to understand it, his term federal is not defined the way we are. It is a supranational power, a single ruling authority over the 27 states of Europe, a very powerful concept. It is not like a federal government and state. It is like a single authority over the 27 states. If he can achieve this, and remember, that's his prime goal, is to achieve that. All European Union leaders want a single government over Europe. If he achieves that, that is the end of the state sovereignty of each of the 27 countries. So a major statement by Barroso this week.
It could be the end of the state governments, but the beginning of a revived Roman Empire. And then you add this article coming out of the press, the media there in Europe. NATO chief is saying the European Union power is very, very soft because they do not have a military to back it up. It looks like he's trying to encourage the European Union to set their own military in place.
That's right. He's taking advantage of the events recently in Syria involving Israel and Syria. And what he's saying is this is pointing out once again, can't depend on NATO. It has to be European Union with their own military force. Obviously, he is pushing far for this. He wants this. And we know to have a strong single government over all of Europe needs also a strong single military. And so he's taking advantage of the troubles in Syria to really promote what he knows is needed. If we look at the basic plans of the European Union as written by its founders, this is exactly where we would expect it to go next and is a big step forward for the EU when they achieve their military and their single government.
But would it not be a big step forward to fulfilling the prophetic scenario found in God's Word? Each article we've talked about today would do that same thing, would it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been talking about this, I think, for 12 years, you and I. It's exactly what we would expect based on the Scriptures, more than just prognosticators. This is where the Scriptures will be show where it will ultimately end up, and this is some big steps as we've moved forward toward that empire and its power that it will have that we see in our Scriptures.
Dr. Rob Congdon, not only talking political information, but prophetic as well, as we give you a European Union update. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.